Welcome to Stage Side Sisters. Real life, real hustle, real friendship. My name is Wasabi.
And I'm Stax. And today's topic might ruffle a few feathers. We're talking about the idea of men becoming the new women.
That's stupid, guys. Is this camera on me?
Yes. Yes, shifting roles, changing expectations, and how gender dynamics are changing in ways we've never seen before.
And we got a guest today, a special, special, special guest.
So this is the thing, right? I'm not going to introduce myself. I'm not even important, but thank you all for having me. If you recognize me, cool. If you don't, I'm nobody to know.
Really, nigga? Mm-hmm.
So let's start with how social media has reshaped how men express themselves.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean that social media has reshaped the way that men do what?
Express themselves.
So do you think men became a little bit more hardcore or sassier since social media became relevant? Here we go again.
Men have become more sassy due to social media, I'll admit it. Or actually, it probably just exposed how sassy men always been. Humans have always been on some type of bullshit. So social media just gave them a platform to show what type of sucker shit they was on. Podcast is already starting off with the man shaming. So we already know what type of time they're on. Well, we could have guessed it based on looks, but you're not supposed to judge a book by its cover.
They are who we thought they were.
This is what I'll tell you, right? If I could trick you, I could beat you. I think that social media is a highlight reel. I don't think that anybody in their right mind would set up a camera and show you their flaws, right? So mm-hmm. I think that automatically, if you believe that eyes are going to be on you, then you're going to want to be looked at or viewed in the best way possible. So I think that we just have a lot of people that are faking it till they make it.
So we got a lot of perpetrators.
Uh-huh. For sure, for sure.
And I just think it's funny because I can remember a time where men wouldn't even want a phone in their face.
I agree.
Like, they'd smack it out. They'd be like, get that camera on my face. I don't want a picture. I don't want a video. So it's just, I don't know.
A time where women were uncomfortable being naked in front of millions of people, too.
Gotcha, bitch.
So I think that everybody's changed, depending on, with social media.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've always been comfortable with my body.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
Being comfortable with your body and exposing your body all over the internet for the world to see is two different things. These are the manipulative tactics that women will use to try to redirect the conversation.
You can't run that game on me. Just another basic woman, right?
I don't think that it's a body comfortability thing. Mm-hmm. I think that it was more so like a moral thing or just wanting to keep it exclusive for the man that you're in a relationship with. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of women with beautiful bodies that don't show them. I remember some of the prettiest bodiest women that would wear baggy clothes so it could be a surprise when you got them naked.
Mm-hmm. I think women always were very sexualized, though. Like, you got Marilyn Monroe. Like, you got a lot of people that... It's just,
she was a whore.
You just have a phone, though.
No, but I'm saying, like, that was literally...
My girl.
Well, I'm sorry. This is the thing. This is the thing, right?
It just wasn't phone,
I'm going to make y'all work today, though. But she was a known streetwalker for the most part. But this is the thing, though. Beautiful lady.
But she's entertaining.
And she was iconic. No, but most streetwalkers are entertainers. They just don't. Some of them just not getting paid to entertain or not getting paid in abundance to entertain.
I just gave you a fact, but you still won't stop.
Well, statistics are not.
When a man is really cooking, sitting there talking to women, it's like him talking to a bunch of kindergartners. I mean, their arguments and points are so infantile, if you will. Marilyn Monroe. So is Marilyn Monroe the role model for women? Is that who women should look up to?
Hell no.
I mean, even I feel like singers, Lady Gaga, all of them.
You're naming the most like bottom of the barrel. You're naming trashy white women. Like,
bottom of the barrel. Oh my God, let's say Trina.
Oh, come on.
That says everything we need to know about these women. That these are the examples they're using to justify nonsense. Lady Gaga, Madonna, and Trina.
Trina.
No, that's another part of my girl.
You're going far.
She checking them about saying Madonna and Trina was the bottom of the barrel. Oh, them my girls, watch yourself. They won't take up for their man like that. I bet they won't. I bet this woman right here has never checked one of her girlfriends about her man like that. Oh, don't be talking about my man like that, girl. Hold on. Watch yourself. She probably never did that.
You don't know that.
First of all, you can't say Trina was bottom of the barrel. Trina was the hottest chick when she came out. The hottest. Before Bodies was out, before BBLs was out.
He said bottom of the barrel. He's talking about morals, values, character, class, sophistication. What's the first thing the female mind thinks of? She wasn't bottom of the barrel. She was one of the hottest chicks out. Their whole existence is being a hot piece of fuck meat. They don't understand value outside of that.
So I do feel like women was like sexualized. I just feel like it just went on
camera. I feel like it just had a position. Everybody had their position.
Those are video girls we're talking about, though.
Yeah, you talking about random ass.
Yeah, I'm just talking about social media at a young age, in a bikini, doing everything. I kind of was very similar to what I was today.
You cannot be proud of yourself.
Women like this completely embarrass themselves for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. I think that a bikini is what you make it, though. Like, I feel like there's a difference between being in a bikini saying, hey, I'm on a beach setting, versus being in your bathroom, legs cocked open with a bikini on.
Doing up on the ground. I probably was more crazier back then than I am now. I feel like some girls
would. So you reformed? Is that what you're insinuating?
No, I'm not reformed. I'm just older. I'm an older woman. I have different thoughts about that.
So what are your reservations on it now? Like, what are your thoughts?
I just don't do it. I just feel like it's not for me. I'm a different person now.
Come on now, dog. Come on, man.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. She's saying she's older now, so she don't, you know, bust it open on the gram the way she used to bust it open on MySpace, right? So what are you saying, ma'am? Are you saying it's not right? I mean, now that you're older, are you saying you grew and matured and now you realize that it wasn't right from the jump?
Answer me! I'm asking you a question!
She ain't gonna say that, because that would go against the sisterhood, and that would go against this free, liberal-minded, just everybody do what you want if it make you happy, aka Satan Stew.
It depends on your following, to be honest with you, because I hate bitches that's on the ground, like you said, popping over, busting over, and got 3 likes. It's no point of you doing it. You get what I'm saying? Like, now, if you got a following, this is what your people are here for, like, you might be in the industry, you might get booked
from it. This is what you're
known for. You know what I'm saying? Then it's like, okay, you're doing it for a purpose, but for you to just be doing it with 3 likes, it's just pointless.
Wait a damn minute.
Wow. So, the deciding factor, if a young woman should bust it open on the gram for the world, should be how many likes she get from it. Let that simmer on your brain for a second, folks.
And she'll get away with it because you want to come on her face.
Are gender roles disappearing or evolving to something new?
Wow, that's a great question. They've been gone. Gender roles have been gone ever since. I blame black women. Black women have destroyed gender roles. Black women are the most accepting of the most non-normal shit in the world, and then they feel away about these monsters that they create. If you speak about a sassy man, if you speak about a man that lacks masculinity, the only person in this world that is more accepting of a weak bitch-ass man is a black woman. Respectfully, because it's their sons, they birth them. I'm listening.
No, so but that you don't give, just, hold on, you don't give any of that to the men.
No, we don't. Let me explain black men to you. You ready? Black men don't give black men a safe space. Black men don't give black men a safe space to be good. We damn sure not gonna give you a safe space to be bad. So we don't accept you being broke. We don't accept you being ugly. We don't accept you just being small.
And so you've been a homosexual all your life. You said earlier, right?
You not being able to dance. You not being able to play basketball. You being gay, none of that is accepted with us. Black women take it right in. I got a couch for you, baby, and you can drive my car. Black women enable these black men to be this way that they are.
Yeah. I agree, because I always speak how women, as mothers, I always explain to her how it was different the way my brothers was raised with my mother from the way she raised us. She was very, very hard on
the girl,
me and my
right?
sister.
But soft
the
on
guys
the
is just always holding them by the fucking hand. And we have to, like, get it out the mud. Like, look, da-da-da-da-da-da. With them, it's like, and it's like, but, like you said, it did shape them. It shaped us to be more.
Ain't that something?
And then them is kind of, they still.
They weak as shit and still hanging on to the titty.
So you think black women should date outside our race?
So when I pause, that means I'm going to think about it instead of saying my real response. I'm going to be honest, and this is just me, so nobody has to be in agreement. If I see a black woman that dates outside of her race, I'm utterly disgusted. Like, once she goes over there, she can't come back. Once you decide to go to pork, you can't come back to be for it, respectfully. Yeah, for me, it's despicable. That's one of the things that turn my stomach. Like, this is what I'll tell you. If she's an ugly black woman, have at it.
This sounds actually retarded to say out loud.
I get it, but then I don't get it. That's where I'm at with it.